Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Your body, but also your soul. And to help us, we have Dr. Bob Thiel, and we're actually working on a project to try to expand the amount of Christian talk. We talk about issues. One of the things we're doing today is a special before Halloween. In Mexico, it's called Dia de los Muertos, where these people have incorporated paganism into their Catholic faith that believe that if they don't have memorials for their relatives, they fade into non-existence. I'd like you to start off with the topics in the article you sent me, which I'll post up. Is Halloween holy time for Christians? And the second part, debunking 17 reasons to celebrate Halloween. Please, Dr. Bob, teach us.
Okay. Well, I was raised Roman Catholic, and so as a Roman Catholic, I was raised to observe Halloween. I actually didn't understand that it was supposed to be honoring dead saints or anything. When I grew up, I just realized, thought it was a holiday where you just, you know, dress up. And I liked candy at the time, which is why I ended up with a bunch of cavities as I got older. And so, okay, it was a thing to do, and we did this until I was about 11, I think.
Right.
And I kind of liked it, but it was something that we did. I didn't know anything about the background of it. And so I've done research on it, and what's interesting is in the United States, the holiday keeps growing. Back about 20 years ago, CNN said it was like the second biggest holiday of the year for many businesses. And
right after Christmas, isn't it? The amount of money they get, too.
Well, I'm not sure it's actually second. It's now around a $9 billion holiday, and my suspicion is this year is probably going to be slightly less than last year or pretty close to it, mainly because it's in the middle of the week. Not so many people do quite as much during the week on their celebrations. But the idea that this is supposed to be a Christian holiday is certainly a stretch, if I could use that expression.
Yeah. You're being very kind by using the word stretch. Please continue.
Well, the interesting thing about it, when you go and look at the history, is that, for example, the World Book Encyclopedia says the old pagan customs were combined into Halloween festival, and this had to do with the practices of the ancient druids over in the ancient Gaul and Britain. And they believed that on the Halloween, ghosts and spirits and fairies and witches and even elves came out to harm people. They actually thought that cats were sacred because they were once human beings, but they were turned into cats for the punishment of their sins. And so it was basically from these Druid beliefs that we ended up with getting witches and ghosts and various things in there. And so that's a little bit on the background. From the Catholic perspective, it took them a while to come up with this particular day. It was not an original Catholic holiday. And I want to point that out because being raised Roman Catholic, I was under the misconception that the Roman Catholic Church taught basically the original faith, I had realized that Protestants had broken off in the 1500s with Martin Luther, and I'm thinking, well, that doesn't make sense to me because you should think you'd go with wherever the original faith was. But if you start to go into Roman Catholic writings, then they're going to tell you that, no, they didn't have anything resembling Halloween or the Day of the Dead or anything like this. It just simply was not the case. It was not until Popes Gregory III and Gregory IV, this is around 731 to 844, this time frame, they moved their day they called All Saints Day from May 13th to November 1st. They did that to replace what the pagans were doing. They figured if they did this, and then the pagans would just go along with this, and this would be fine. But the question is this a thing people should be doing? And I would say no.
Right.
Yet, if you look at what's been going on, I've done a bit more research on this, and they've talked to evangelicals and Protestants. And roughly, it seems like about two-thirds think this is a good thing to do. About a third pretty much are not sure or they're against it. But the question is, why would they go out and come up with this particular day?
Right.
Now, we could look at basically why the pagans had it, and it's actually kind of consistent with something the Apostle Paul wrote in Galatians 5, starting verse 19. He said, the works of the flesh are evident. Idolatry, sorcery. Okay, let's see. Halloween, sorcery, yeah, they kind of pushed that. Then continues on. Paul talks about outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Well, a lot of Halloween-type parties for adults, they're not eating so much candy. They might eat some candy, but it seems like they tend toward drunkenness. At least the parties I remember hearing about growing up as a kid, I didn't actually go to those because I quit celebrating Halloween at a fairly young age myself. But anyway, Paul says you do those things, you will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. And you go out to the Old Testament, things such as Deuteronomy 18 says you're not supposed to practice witchcraft, be involved with sorcerers or conjure spells or all this kind of stuff. And I know people act like this is just so-called good fun, but the Bible's opposed to it. As a matter of fact, in 1 Samuel 15, verse 23, it says, for the rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. Mm-hmm. You know, so some people, they were raised a certain way. Like, again, I was raised a certain way. And some stubbornly, however, won't change from it if they learn something else, which, of course, is not appropriate.
Right.
Your listeners may or may not know this, but one of the two biggest, one of the three, two or three biggest satanic holidays is Halloween.
Right.
And let me read you something from the Satanic Bible. It says, Halloween, All Hallows' Eve, or All Saints' Day, falls on October 31st, November 1st. Originally, it was one of the great fire festivals written at the time of the Druids in Scotland. It was associated with the time when the spirits of the dead, the demons, witches, and sorcerers were unusually active. Paradoxically, All Hallows' Eve was the night when young people performed magic rituals to determine their future marriage partners. I just read you're not supposed to be doing soothsayers and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
But, okay. Anyway, it says the youth of the village is carried on with such merrymaking and sensual revelry. But the older people took great care to guard their homes from evil spirits, witches, and demons, which had exceptional power that night. And, of course, this all ended up morphing into kind of the Halloween that we have in the United States, which was kind of a newer development. This idea about going to houses trick-or-treat and all this stuff, most of that kind of developed in the 20th century. It wasn't kind of how they were originally doing it. Now, about 4 years ago, there's a Protestant actor. He's kind of famous. His name is Kirk Cameron. And he did a film that flopped. It was called Saving Christmas. But he said that Christians should have the biggest Halloween party on your block. Okay, and he says the real origins have a lot to do with All Saints Day and All Hallows Eve. Well, that's not the real origins. The real origins had to do with the pagans and the witches.
And the Druids, yeah. And they thought that the
the realms of the dead were very close to the realms of the living around those dates, right?
Yes. He says, if you go back to the old church calendars, especially Catholic calendars, they recognize All Saints Day and All Hallows Day. And that's all tied to Halloween. Yeah, they did it 700, 800 A.D., okay, seven,
right.
8 centuries after Christ.
Right.
That's where they tied it to basically say that this is something from, you know, the ancient the Christians. No, this is something that happened later, and it basically ended up being a compromise.
It was an apostasy to compromise with Druids and pagans in their culture.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, and I can hear bumper music, but he thinks it's okay to dress up like Satan to poke fun at him. We'll talk about that when we come
back. Yeah, I have a feeling the logic here is missing. I think it's going to be an easy one to prove, Dr. Bob. We're back in a moment. Keep listening. Don't do Halloween. Back in a minute.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Please continue.
Yeah, because what we were talking about before the break is didn't want to not go back to what I said, and that was
right.
Kirk Cameron was talking about that it's a good thing to keep to celebrate Halloween because you get to make fun of the devil by dressing up as him and poking fun at the devil.
I think that's silly. I think
it's more than silly.
It's also a crazy logic. It's like to me, it's like. Why would you do that? It's like, would you go take dress up as a serial killer to make fun of serial killers? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we simply don't see that also in Scripture. I think I think one of the archangels was discussing the body of Moses with Satan and said, "The Lord rebuke you." He didn't go around, you know, making fun of him. And the other thing, you know, if you think about this, the people who dress up in these devil costumes, all right, what does the devil look like? Why would the devil think you're poking fun at him? He probably thinks these people are idiots. Look at this.
Right.
They dress up like this. Yeah, I want them to think I'm like that. You know, the Bible.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I think most people don't miss something about the devil. As it says in the Bible, do it thou wilt as the whole of the law. Which we have to understand means 90% of what is evil looks, tastes, and smells good. So just like you can transform to an angel of light, most of the things that the devil does aren't ugly looking or crazy or scary. They actually look good and you actually get results. And that's the problem with the devil. People don't get that the devil is very clever. He hides things in such a way.
Yeah, and actually what you've brought up of something I was going to mention, and that is, you know, the Apostle Paul warned that Satan's ministers appear like angels of light.
Right.
He says Satan himself transforms himself as an angel of light. It's no great thing if his ministers transform themselves as ministers of righteousness. So
right.
You've got, but Kirk Cameron says no. He goes further. Let me read this. He says they're poking fun at him. Early on, Christians would dress up in costumes as the devil, ghosts, and goblins, and which is precisely to make the point that those things which were defeated and overthrown by the resurrected Jesus Christ. Really? Early on, so this was happening in 40 AD, 50 AD, 60 AD? No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so at all. I don't know where that logic came from. I'll tell you what it is. Constantine and his mother Helena decided to compromise so that the Christians would be forced to do Sabbath worship on Sunday instead of Saturday, and started incorporating pagan ideas, which by the 7th, 8th century, these other so-called popes brought in more paganism to paganize the so-called Catholic Christian Church.
Well, you mentioned the time of Constantine. We just read you something. According to the Catholic Encyclopedia on Halloween, they start to talk about this stuff happening in the 4th century, okay? In the 5th century is it starting, okay? And then, as I said, and then finally they transferred the date in the 700s and 800s, okay? But if something didn't start until the 4th century, this is in case your listeners may or may not be aware of this, Helena, who you mentioned, and Emperor Constantine, these are 4th century people, okay, early 4th century people. So 305 to, let's say, 331 A.D. And because of Constantine's influence, many things that were not tolerated within true Christendom and even apostate Christendom started to get accepted. And this idea about the martyrs' days and having this holiday, et cetera, that, again, even according to Catholic Encyclopedia, it was not part of the original faith. But again, right. As I said, Kirk Cameron's going around saying, oh, well, you dress up like this and you make fun of the devil.
Well, I think also the worship of these so-called saints is another thing that's pagan.
Yeah.
The idea that you worship somebody because they did the right thing for God, God doesn't grade on the point curve. If you do right things and save somebody's soul because you're actually following and love God, he doesn't give you more points. You just get either in or not, period.
Well, right. the other thing, as far as Kirk Cameron, I'm going to read something else he said, and then I'm going to read what another commentator, other than myself, said.
Right.
Okay, Cameron says, over time, you get some pagans who want to go this on our day, the high holy day of the Satanic Church. It's all about death, but Christians have always known since the first century that death was defeated. Okay, yeah, Christians have known about Christ's victory over death. That I agree with. Then we continue. That the grave was overwhelmed, that the ghosts, goblins, devils are foolish has-beens who used to be in power but not anymore. That's the perspective Christians would have. No. The Bible says to resist Satan, he will flee, and Satan is the god of this world. Until Jesus comes in the first resurrection, the devil's still in power. If you think this is God's world with what this stuff is going on,
I don't know how I can make that statement. I mean, when Jesus was taken high above the temple, Satan said, look, if you worship me, I'll give you all these kingdoms. World is Satan's world. I mean, every country, every political system, every legal system, even every scientific method is Luciferic. That's why Luciferianism has infiltrated every religion on earth, especially the Catholic and Christian churches. It's ridiculous.
Well, as I mentioned before, I was going to give a comment from somebody else about Cameron's comment. This is from a writer by the name of Jason Mankey.
Uh-huh.
And after the quote I just read from Cameron, he said, everything in this quote shows extreme diarrhea of the mouth. See, Christians right up to the modern day have been afraid of devils, goblins, and ghosts, and that fear is often manifested in Halloween. The Christian Middle Ages, the night was full of terrors. That didn't really change in the 20th century. Now, I don't agree with him that Christians would have necessarily been afraid of goblins and ghosts, but we're supposed to resist them and not certainly say, oh, let's invite them into our house. That's a nice thing. We'll be nice. We'll just, make fun of things.
Well,
that's just not what the Bible says to do.
Well, you know what they used to do, and I'll give a little history here. They had a mugluf, which is similar to look like a pumpkin, and they would actually fill it with human fat. And they would put this outside the house to try to drive away spirits that would come and take one of their children. Because one of the druidic ceremonies was a ceremony called the Burning Man, and he's a wicker man. What they would do is take a non-druid child and tie them into this and burn them to death so that one of their children could descend from the nether realm and incorporate into a physical body and be born by their wife or whatever. So when people don't understand druidism is a form of apostate priesthood, if you want to call it, believe that they had to sacrifice a non-druidic child in order to have one of theirs come into this world. It's very damned evil. And even the idea of pumpkins, pumpkin is a modern version of this mugluf that had human fat in it, which is a hollowed-out gourd. And people don't understand this. So when these creatures would come by, they put the mugluf outside and other symbology to try to drive away the evil spirits so they wouldn't take their child. That's what was going on here. So the so-called non-Druidic people in Celtic times in Scotland and Ireland and Europe would do this kind of crazy stuff to drive away the evil spirits. They wouldn't take one of their children and sacrifice them. Physically sacrifice them, not just in spirit, but physically burn them to ashes. That's what happened back then.
Well, you're talking about the Catholic side of this. I'd like to read something from Catholic Online.
Right.
Okay? This is for a Catholic writer.
Right.
Why would a pope put the Catholic celebration of the dead on top of the pagan celebration of the dead?
Right.
Here's his answer. Because the Catholic feasts are in continuity and fulfill the meaning of the pagan ones.
Oh, no.
And this is from Brian Killian on Catholic Online International News.
That's pretty disgusting that someone would try to put false logic and demonic ideas forward and say it's God's will, isn't it?
But some Catholics are opposed to Halloween. We'll get to
That's because they have decency and common sense.
Folks, this is very
important. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
By the way, it's not just the Catholics, it's Protestants, it's other religions. There's this synchronicity garbage that's going on in the churches, even books about when people die, they all go to heaven. Doesn't matter if you're Hindu, Buddhist, Shaman, whatever. But this actually violates what the Bible says, doesn't it?
Correct. You know, the Bible says that God does not want to be worshipped the way the pagans were worshipped. The Bible warns about being involved with witchcraft and sorcery. The Bible warns about being associated with the darkness, and we're supposed to be the light. Yet, despite that, you mentioned Protestants, and I was going to talk about the Catholics, some Catholics that are opposed to Halloween, but first let me
talk
about a Protestant pastor. His name is Alan Rudnick, and he's got wrote something called Seven Ways Christians Can Take Back Halloween. And first of all, he starts off by saying that understand that Halloween and the has ties to the ancient festival of Samhain that the Druids did.
Right.
He says, let the occult have that, and we're taking All Hallows' Eve back. Now, in this part, he actually points to Pope Gregory III and Pope Gregory IV. Well, if he accepts the authority of the popes, you would think he would not be Protestant. So that gets...
Well, that's why I like the quote in the Bible. It says, behold, Babylon the great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth. And you see, the ultimate Babylonishness is the pagan and apostate Catholic church and this daughter churches. And a lot of them are trying to come out of it. Even good Catholics don't like Halloween and don't like some of the things going on in the so-called Catholic church. But the fact is a lot of these apostasies are carried over by Protestants. So they're daughter churches.
Yeah, I'm going to get to another one. You've heard the expression, two wrongs don't make a right.
Right.
Well, this is proof number two.
Mm-hmm.
The establishment of Christmas and Easter in Europe had pagan connections, but we do not abandon these holidays, neither should we abandon All Hallows Eve. Well, actually, early Christians didn't celebrate Jesus' birth. Certainly didn't. Jesus was not born on December 25th. And as far as Easter goes, early Christians that celebrated what was called Passover.
Right.
Actually, in most languages other than English and I think German, they don't use the term Easter, which is basically...
That's Ashtar, right? The fertility god is Ashtar, right?
Correct. Early Christians, as all serious scholars will tell you, and I'm talking about Catholic scholars, Protestant scholars, Church of God scholars, secular scholars, everybody knows that early Christians observe Passover. They didn't keep Easter.
Right.
And so when this guy says, well, Easter's got pagan connections that we don't abandon those, well, they should not have been adopted. The early Christians kept Passover. Then there was some compromise, and basically Easter popped up. And we're not going to get into that today, but that's just another one. Well, I guess I could mention one thing. I did send you a link to this. I sent you a link to a book, and you can put this up.
Yeah, it says, Should You Keep God's Holy Days or Demonic Holy Days book. And that link, if you hit that link there, you'll pull up that PDF book, which is free. You can read it.
Right. And the people, if they didn't get your site, they can go to ccog.org. They click on books or booklets, they can find that one. They can read this.
Right.
But it's interesting. Okay, now, this is proof number three. Understanding that early Christians contextualized early pagan holidays into Christian holidays helps us see that we do not have to compromise our beliefs with pagan ones. Huh? No, they didn't conceptualize early pagan holidays into Christian ones. If you look at the record, you don't see that. And I say this as a person who has studied church history quite extensively, the 2nd century A.D., Now, a lot of people think, well, why would you study the 2nd century so much? Well, most people are familiar with the New Testament, okay, and the New Testament was written in the 1st century, so we have that.
Right.
There's not a lot of other church documents from the 1st century. There's a few, but there's not a lot.
Right. Right.
Okay? But what there is a lot more of is the 2nd century. So, you know, after the Apostle John died, probably, let's say, 95, well, actually, he mostly died around 100 A.D. Revelation was probably written about 99.
Yeah, he lived to be pretty old, didn't he, back then?
Yes. Anyway, so after his death, then people started to write more, because up until while he was around, okay, you could ask an apostle. I mean, there's still one around. And yeah, I don't mean to make fun of it, but the other ones, there were still apostles up until the time John died. Well, after he died, we started to see more literature being produced. And when we saw literature being produced, we didn't see that they contextualized early pagan holidays into Christian ones. As a matter of fact, one of the disciples of John, a guy by the name of Polycarp of Smyrna, he was telling Christians to not accept the vanity of many who go the wrong way. And you're not supposed to compromise. But this is, again, this is proof number three, according to this Protestant pastor, Alan Rudnick. So
right.
Let's even get through all seven here. Okay, number four, evil themes in our current secular Halloween observances were not always present. Thus, we can recapture the spiritual with the innocent. Halloween does not have to be a holiday filled with Dracula's bloody masks or witches. Okay, now that sounds appealing to some people, except one, the reality is people still do the Dracula's bloody masks and witches and all that kind of stuff. But secondly, the original time it was started to be developed had to do, in my view, with idolatry. They were talking about taking what they called relics, which would be a piece of clothing of somebody who died or a bone of a religious person.
Right.
And they would basically say, that makes the presence of this place holy, we should pray to this dead person, and that's not spiritually innocent stuff to do.
Okay,
you're
no.
talking about idolatry there.
Right.
His claim is, you don't have to be a cult, you can just go to idolatry. So that's his point number three, of course, I mean.
Right.
Okay, let's see. Number five. If you still think Halloween is an evil day, then maybe you should see All Hallows Eve as a time when Christians can laugh and mock evil. Okay, we already went back to that before. This concept actually got popularized by a guy named C.S. Lewis, that we should mock evil. The Bible doesn't say to do that. The Bible says to get away from it. Avoid the appearance of evil, Apostle Paul wrote. It doesn't say, make fun of evil. It's simply not the way it's supposed to be. But anyway, that was just point five. Point six. according to that pastor, Christians should focus and teach the concept of celebrating All Saints Day, November 1st, in churches. The term saint is used over 60 times in the New Testament. And he says, we Protestants use the word saint to describe Christians living and dead. And so we can thank God for them and pray that the living saints may live in the community. You can use All Saints Day to light candles as an act of prayer for thanking God for the special people in our life. Excuse me? Lighting candles.
Yeah, that's not in the Bible either. I mean,
no, it's not. It's in pretty much every Eastern Orthodox Church I've been in, and maybe there are some that they don't do this, and pretty much every Catholic Church I've been in, and some Protestant churches have them, but this idea of laying candles as an act of prayer, I don't see that in Scripture. And then he says, we can learn lessons from the saints. We have Protestants who've been fearful of honoring and learning from church saints for fear that we are venerating as the Catholics do. Well, you need to be careful you're not venerating as the Catholics do, but when you're telling people to light candles, you are doing one of the things that the Catholics do. Okay, number 7, and this is similar to Kirk Cameron's reasons. Christ holds the key of death in Hades, Revelation 1:18. We can take comfort in the fact that Christ defeated death. Okay. But that, how is that a reason to celebrate Halloween? Now, if you feel that the Bishop of Rome has authority over your life, you're supposed to venerate dead saints, or consider them to be mediators,
right,
with conflict with 1 Timothy 2, you think a compromised or modified form of paganism pleases God, and that multiple wrongs make a right, and that adopting pagan customs is not a doctrine of compromise, and perhaps you might think this is okay. But
exactly.
It simply is not.
It's not only logically ghoulish, it's also deadly to your soul.
We're supposed to contend earnestly for the faith once for all delivered to the saints, and it was not Halloween.
Exactly, yeah. Unfortunately, it's big in our culture.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Back, and a little announcement. Dr. Bob Thiel will be back and his colleagues from the Continuing Church of God on Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, which is, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time and 5 p.m. Eastern. So that's every week. We're going to get a word of truth from the Continuing Church of God, from Dr. Bob Thiel and some of other pastor colleagues. Dr. Bob, please continue with your comments about the some high-level Catholics that don't agree with Halloween. This is important to understand. There are some that don't like this and realize that it's noxious, it's dangerous, and it actually pollutes the idea of what is the gospel, the truth that brings you to God to live with Him forever.
Well, yeah, and actually, before I mention that, you just bring up one other thing. I've read an article. In my article, I quote some Protestant pastors saying, oh, this is a chance to witness the gospel to people. No, it's a false gospel to tell people this is a good thing. And
right.
We were talking about the Catholics, and I'm going to read from a news article that's in my article. It says, Mexico's Roman Catholic Church slammed Halloween as, quote, damaging and against the faith. As they sought to stem celebration of ghouls and goblins holiday. And it says, the U.S.-style holidays made inroads into Mexico, and they don't like it. And then the Archdiocese of Mexico published an article that said, those who celebrate Halloween are worshiping the culture of death that's a product of a mix of pagan customs.
Right.
The worst thing is that this celebration has been identified with neo-pagans, Satanism, and occult worship. And that is from the Archdiocese of Mexico. Okay, so it's a Catholic source, of course. And then we've got Onisimo Herrera Flores. He complained Halloween, for a variety of reasons, has imposed itself on other nations. Celebrating Halloween, he said, is like inviting Satan into your home. Okay?
Wow.
One.
That's good to hear that, isn't it? Good to hear.
Yes. And how about from the Vatican? Now, the current header of the Vatican is more into an interfaith ecumenical synchronistic system, but ignoring him for a moment, this is from an article in the Telegraph from October 30th, 2009, so it's a little while ago. But let me read the article, parts of it. The Holy See, as they call it, has warned that parents should not allow their children to dress up as ghosts or ghouls, calling Halloween a pagan celebration of terror, fear, and death. The Roman Catholic Church has been alarmed in recent years by the spread of Halloween traditions from the U.S. and other countries.
Right.
Okay? The Vatican issued the warning through its official newspaper, the Osservatore Romano, in an article headlined, Halloween's Dangerous Messages. And they quoted an expert who said Halloween has an undercurrent of occultism and is absolutely anti-Christian.
Wow.
And so, it's also over in the Philippines. Catholic schools have discouraged it. They should shun these kind of parties. So it's not just people, for example, the Continuing Church of God who don't think you should observe this. As far as the Bible goes, the Bible itself warns about paganism. It warns about the occult. You know, I read some of the scriptures about avoiding witches and witchcraft and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, some people might think, oh, it's okay. It's fine. I can do whatever I want. And you know what? You can if you don't want to obey God.
Right.
A couple of scriptures. Twice in Proverbs 14:12 and Proverbs 16:25, says there's a way that seems right to a man, but it ends the way of death.
Right.
And then in Deuteronomy 12:8, says you're not supposed to do what we're doing today, everyone that's right in his own eyes. And in Jeremiah 21, verse 8, it says, now say to this people, thus says the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. Well, Halloween is essentially a celebration of the way of death. It's not about the true message of Jesus goes. Then you know, how can I put this? Well, I sort of alluded to it before. I got a mouthful of cavities. I'm probably convinced that I'm pretty personally convinced it happened when I was a kid eating probably Halloween and Easter candy. And I say that because we didn't drink much soda growing up.
Right.
And so I probably got it from there. There's all kinds of issues as far as eating too much sugar, so I've got
right.
On the health side of it. The number one way, number one female costumes for adult women, young women, I presume they're young, is to dress up as some type of a prostitute or a sexy nurse or something along these lines. And the Apostle Paul says you should be modest. Now, I realize that people can cover themselves from head to toe, be a ghost or a witch, but again, I don't think that's appropriate. And let me read from something Paul wrote, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Because you might say, well, you know, this doesn't matter, just, you don't worry about these witches and that kind of thing. And Paul writes in verse 19, he says, what am I saying that then? Is an idol anything? He says, no. He says, but the thing that with the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice the demons and not God, and I don't want to have fellowship with demons.
Right.
I'm not supposed to have fellowship with demons. Okay, then he says, verse 21, he wrote, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord, the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and table of demons. Okay?
Right.
So you're not supposed to mix them together. Now, somebody else wrote that I've read, who used to not celebrate Halloween and then switched to celebrating, he says, well, can't your faith handle it? Are you just so weak in the faith that you can't go on doing something? Well, Paul kind of addressed that in the next verse. Says, or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than him? Are we supposed to say, okay, how pagan can we be? How, you know, how demonic can we be? You know, Paul says, no, you're not supposed to do that.
Right.
Actually, Christians are supposed to believe the word of truth. And the truth is that early Christians did not celebrate Halloween. They did not have a Day of the Dead celebration. They did not venerate saints. They were not doing those type of things.
Right.
We're supposed to believe the word of truth, and the truth is that Halloween is a lie. Now, you know, it's been said if you tell a big enough lie often enough, most people will believe it. And we've seen more and more, particularly in the Protestant world, more and more acceptance of the idea that this is okay to do. Now, there is some pushback from some Protestants. I want to comment. I want to do all saying everything Protestants are doing this is wrong, because it's not. There's some of the Protestants who go out and say, look, hey, this is pagan. Why would you want to do this?
Right.
You know, the Apostle Paul wrote that we're supposed to imitate him just as he imitated Christ. And, of course, Christ didn't celebrate anything that resembled Halloween or the Apostle Paul.
Right.
And so for Christians these days, what do you do? Well, you don't say, oh, let's see. No, let's dress our kids up in demonic costumes and witches and stuff, and then tell them later, oh, by the way, don't mess around with the occult. Don't do astrology. Don't do that. But once a year, it's okay. We'll have you pretend that you're demonic. To me, that doesn't make sense, but others seem to think this is an okay thing. And, you know, we mentioned toward the beginning All Souls Day or All Saints Day. Well, they also have All Souls Day, which has got to do with purgatory.
Okay. Right, which is the day after Halloween, November 1st.
That's right, the next day, the 2nd of November. And that is also something that did not have a biblical foundation. Roman Catholics might be surprised to find out that they didn't adopt purgatory, until around the 6th or 7th century A.D. They believed in something else prior to that. But anyway, the idea to have the All Souls Day, All Saints Day, simply isn't biblical. It was not part of the original biblical faith, and it was not something that even the Church of Rome did. I mean, these things
right.
are all... These things were all added.
Exactly.
So, in Colossians 2, verse 4, Paul says, now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you persuasive words. Okay? If you receive in Christ, Lord, walk in him. Okay? That's what we're supposed to do. And Halloween, endorsing Halloween, encouraging people to do Halloween, isn't that. Keeping Halloween so you can be an example for your neighbors to be Christian, to me, makes no sense. But again, I read some Protestant pastors going out and saying that that's going to bring people to Christ.
And that's bizarre logic, isn't it?
And it would be a false Christ if it even was successful.
Yeah. If that's Christ, let me tell you, you need to run from that kind of Christ. How's that?
That would be a false Christ. False gospel.
Amazing discussion again. Don't do Halloween. We'll be back on Thursday with regular shows to uplift your spirits as we heal your body in hour one. Hour two, we're going to have Dr. Bob and his colleagues teaching us the real truths again to protect your soul from apostasy and evil. And remember, that's why our republic's flying apart. In fact, many people don't want to vote because they see both sides as being the dialectics of Lucifer, don't they?
There's on all sides.
Exactly. We can see it.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. We'll see you again on Thursday. Back in a moment with Dr. John W. Spring and amazing revelations and analysis of world events in America and around the world. NutriMedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.